Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you heard the beginning of that update there, the discussion regarding the Detroit Grand Prix. I'll say this about the Grand Prix that is actually, I think we caught a bit of a break. The fact that we have the race the Sunday immediately after the Indy 500, I think puts more eyeballs on it because you have, you know, IndyCar takes the stage on Sunday, and obviously there's a lot of racing last weekend with the Formula One, IndyCar, and NASCAR, but it's the biggest event in IndyCar. So it's kind of top of mind. And the next weekend they're in Detroit. This is the last four Detroit Grand Prix have come the immediate Sunday after the Indy 500. For a while there, it was two Sundays after. I really like our position on the calendar here.
Do you?
Yeah, just because I think it's top of mind. And this is the third race back downtown. There are... The grandstands have been sold out the first 2 years, but the free viewing is pretty accessible to people. So, you know, because you remember when the Rocket Mortgage Classic had like this terrible date. I think it was the week before the British Open, and most of the big names were like, "We're going over early anyway."
Right.
And it was, you know, I this term's so disrespectful, but it felt like leftovers is what you got. Now we're, I think, dead smack in the middle. We got a better spot on the calendar between the U.S. Open and the British Open. So it's no longer, we got a better spot on the calendar. I think this is a great spot for the Detroit Grand Prix, and I think that's a great spot for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Maybe somebody who knows more about.
Yeah, the Rocket Classic is at the end of June.
Yep.
Then the following week, it's the John Deere Classic. And then the following week, it's the Scottish Open. And then you get the British Open isn't until the middle of July, July 17th through the 20th. So they got, I think it's 3 weeks off between. So maybe, just maybe, we'll get some bigger names coming.
Yep.
But we got the U.S. Open coming up in a couple weeks. So between the U.S. Open and the British Open. I think it's a good spot.
Gator, we just had a local college football start time announced.
Let me guess. Michigan and Ohio State's a noon start.
No, I think that's been announced. it is Michigan.
Oh, is it a Michigan State game? You know when it is?
Do not.
Oh, you don't.
He knows.
Doug, yeah,
I do not know what time the Michigan.
We got
Michigan
it. State, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You tweeted it out years ago, the schedule for the next 10 years.
Didn't we have that pinned for a while?
I think we did.
Yeah. I think we've unpinned it.
Yeah.
The joke was over. According from Michigan football's Twitter account, Michigan and Oklahoma will kick off on Saturday, September 6th at 7:30 p.m. on ABC.
Oh, a night game.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I don't love night games.
No?
But, you know, I dislike them less on the road. Just like them less on the road. So.
And this one's on the road.
Oh, crap. We got another one. Michigan's opener against New Mexico State. Sorry, New Mexico. Regular old New Mexico. That will be Saturday, August 30th, 7:30 on NBC. That I don't love.
No?
Nope.
Huh. Starting the season at night.
So
back-to-back night games.
Back-to-back night games to open up the season.
All right.
Lame.
They want to go to the trifecta, put Central at night too? No?
Please be a noon Big Ten start. Big Ten Network. Noon Big Ten Network, please. Please.
Well, so that's at least two night games.
Yep. I don't think they have limits on them anymore.
Well, Lord knows Michigan State's been thrust into the night game schedule. So
we got some start times for Michigan State.
Uh-oh.
How many Peacock games?
They open on Friday, as they are known to do, August 29th, 7 o'clock against Western Michigan. Week two.
Boston College.
Boston College at Michigan State. NBC, 7:30 p.m.
Great.
Saturday, September 13th.
Youngstown State, here we come.
Youngstown State. Michigan State. BTN, 3:30. Central and Michigan, noon. Noon start.
Wow. They're coming fast and furious now.
Saturday, September 20th.
Michigan State at USC?
Start time not released. Michigan at Nebraska. CBS, 3:30.
That makes sense. I mean, it's a different time zone, right?
Yep. Any others here? They got a lot of ors. I don't know why they put these. Okay. Saturday, October 11th, UCLA at Michigan State.
Yep.
Network to be determined. It will kick off at noon.
Oh, that's unfair to UCLA. It just is, right?
The least of your concerns.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it.
Do you want some ors? Michigan State at Indiana will be noon, 3:30 or 4. Probably don't.
3:30 or 4, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not much of an or.
It's three separate start times. But, yeah, I think that's it for the local teams, what's been announced.
So. Okay, I was going to say, what about the last game against Maryland at Ford Field?
The only start time for Saturday, November 29th, is Ohio State at Michigan will be noon on Fox. So
don't want to do a night game, huh?
No, they did not.
Don't want to do an afternoon game, huh?
Well, they're doing it directly at noon.
I said afternoon.
No, they didn't want to do it. Maybe it could be at 5.
5 sounds great.
Yeah. I think that would be good for Michigan, Ohio State this year. 5. Anyway, there you go. Those are the released start times from the
Big Ten. I think I see what you did there.
Yeah.
5.
I wonder how many people caught that. All right, so it was...
4 years of futility for Ohio State and counting. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Sports Illustrated, predictions for the coming season.
National championship, but yeah.
Well, I don't mind that. Big Ten, let's go.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated, coming season, these are predictions. It was 100 predictions, 100 days out, so it was a couple days old. Trey Hendrickson, here's the Trey Hendrickson prediction.
Oh, the embattled Rudge Escher from Cincinnati, yes.
Prediction 28 is that Trey Hendrickson will ultimately cave. The alternative is to become Hassan Reddick, which for a player entering his age 31 season cannot be appealing. By taking the Bengals' reported current offer, Hendrickson can upgrade his salary by nearly $12 million and while still being underpaid, improve upon his prospects for next season, next offseason more by staying in Cincinnati. Then he could go as a year-to-year mercenary for less on another roster. So
making $12 million more, what would that up his salary to then? Close to 30 then.
Yeah, I think it'd be 29? Close to 30, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was offered 29 by Cincy. So if that's caving, mm-hmm. to get a $12 million raise for your last year there,
yep,
take it.
Yep.
If you're not, I mean, he's still able to work a trade, and they have not worked any trade, and it doesn't sound like there's any interest because teams are just too much against the cap and they can't work it.
Next up, prediction 74, Penei Sewell win the inaugural Protector of the Year Award. With offensive linemen finally having an award to celebrate individual accomplishments, the first big man to grace the stage of the NFL honors will be Lions tackle Penei Sewell. One interesting wrinkle will come from Jason Kelce assisting the committee to elect the Protector of the Year after his former teammate Lane Johnson took issue with an overrating of the Lions' young star tackle. I didn't know that. Did he really? Prediction 76, Jahmyr Gibbs will win Offensive Player of the Year.
Wow.
Gibbs will end up rushing for 1,700 yards and adding another 800 receiving yards as he takes on a more complete role in the Lions' dominant backfield. While David Montgomery is an integral part of the two-headed monster, the Lions are more versatile and threatening with Gibbs on the field. This will become evident in the clutch this season. Okay, I'll take that. Protector of the Year and Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Prediction number 92. Amid a culture, this is a Aaron Glenn prediction. Amid a cultural rebuild centered around selflessness, Jets coach Aaron Glenn will forcibly retire Jumbotron diva and attention hog fireman Ed.
Oh boy. Really? This sounds like one of my bold ass predictions. And I love it.
I knew you would.
That's gonna stop all the attention of Fireman Ed?
Yep.
Yes. I'm here for that.
Yep.
I knew Aaron Glenn was the right choice.
Yep. Prediction number 57. The Detroit Lions.
You went through all 100 of these, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I just took the ones that I went through all 100 golf courses too. We'll get to that later.
Great.
Yep. The Detroit Lions will win 10 games. Those wins will come against Chicago, Cleveland, Kansas City, Tampa, Washington, the Giants, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and at Chicago.
So, beating the Bears twice.
And swept by Green Bay.
Hmm, interesting.
Yep. Don't love that.
Well, it's the 10 win predictions. Interesting. That seems low.
And finally, prediction number one, the Buffalo Bills will defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Predicting the Eagles' return to the big game is a begrudging move on my part, but it's all recognition that nearly all of the NFC frontrunners have brutal schedules. Philadelphia is the one team that can handle the rigors of such a slate and win ugly consistently, enough to make the dance. Meanwhile, the Bills have an amenable schedule that includes the Browns, Falcons, Panthers, and Saints, as well as multiple cracks at the bottom rung of the AFC East. This slate will keep Josh Allen healthy, and when Buffalo needs him the most. So there you go. I don't love that prediction. I don't love the 10 wins either. Of course, the over-under is 10.5, so, and it is a tough schedule.
This is true, but Buffalo finally getting off the schneid, winning a Super Bowl.
Not the end of the world. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We will get to more of your open line calls coming up. Also, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? That coming up today at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the very latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine your live bets and prop bets into same-game parlays. I don't do a lot of those, but here's something I would do if I were you. If you haven't joined FanDuel yet, you can join right now at FanDuel.com/Doug and get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So what you do is you join, make a $5 deposit, you go find yourself a heavy favorite, bet them on the money line, and you get the $200 in bonus bets. Not bad. Then you can do with those whatever you want. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The first online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. We open the show with Tiger Talk, and obviously not everybody can sit through all 4 hours of the show. We appreciate those that do. But just another win yesterday, man. Just another outing where they as I said at the beginning, I watch it and I go, oh, they're winning because they're better than the team they're playing. And it seems like they do all the little things a little bit better. The Giants did something yesterday that was Tiger-like. On that little bloop to left field off of Brebbia, that guy got from first to third,
yeah.
And the batter hustled down to second. They set themselves up, and that's the kind of stuff the Tigers have done all season long, and then they completely botched it, right? The Tigers went and got Canely, first pitch swinging, pop up to shallow left. Second batter, they seemed determined to bunt when they had runners on second and third. That's the tying run and the go-ahead run. There's one out. Okay, I can see trying to run a squeeze to get the tying run across. Give up the out. Take the run. Now you're tied. You might be saying, we trust our bullpen better than yours. Plus, we're going to the top of our order. It was the nine hitter that they were doing it with. I was shocked when he squared to bunt a second time because you weren't going to catch him napping. I mean, maybe you would because you wouldn't expect it. I was laughing, thinking, are they trying to move the runners over to fourth and fifth base?
Look, I don't know. You got runners in scoring position. A base hit gives you the lead.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know why you're messing around with bunting in that situation. It just doesn't seem wise. But look, Bob Melvin, he's really good at what he does. He knows what his bench is, who he's got coming off the bench, what the tendencies are for his players against certain pitchers. Like, all that goes into effect. But that is a head-scratcher. Why you don't let somebody just swing away when you're one swing away from taking the lead.
Now, maybe nine-hitter is why they did it, but Canely brilliantly got out of that. And you know what's interesting? Excluding opening days, the Tigers tweeted this out, a member of their PR staff, excluding opening days, before are the highest attended weekday games at Comerica Park since the start of 2018. The highest attended weekday game was a game against Philadelphia on June 24th of 2019, 33,735. Again, excluding opening days, the second was Monday's game against San Francisco. So Memorial Day holiday, 31,640. Yesterday was the third highest attendance for a weekday game at Comerica Park, excluding opening days, since 2018, 31,602. People are showing up to see this team. Bravo. People are showing up to see this team, which is awesome.
It is awesome. And at this time of the year, when and the weather has not been cooperative, schools aren't out yet, and it's great to see. When you get the number over 30,000, it's big. I get Monday was Memorial Day, but to have a 31,000 attendance figure yesterday, that's impressive. Middle of the week, end of May, a gloomy day, a rainy day, a misty day, or whatever the heck it was yesterday. So that's great. That's awesome. But when you're 37-20 now, this is a team worth watching. And what are they going to – what's the record going to be when they return home again?
So, you know, the yesterday was some sort of kids' day, some sort of science day. They showed, did you see that when they were, it looked like they were blowing stuff up on the field before the game?
I did not see that.
It was pretty funny. But you could tell it was a kids' day listening to the radio broadcast.
Oh, with the
you
announcing?
Could really tell. No, you could hear the kid. The kids were
oh,
loud.
Because they were, yeah. Making noise, yeah.
Kids were really, really loud, and their voices, they're at a different pitch than your typical hum of a stadium crowd.
A little bit higher pitched, yeah.
Exactly.
So they're on a they're going to start a 7-game road trip. They start in Cincinnati, in Kansas City tomorrow night, and then go to Chicago for 4 against the White Sox starting on Monday. 7 more games. White Sox aren't very good.
No.
Kansas City is... they're a better than 500 baseball team, but the Tigers are best team in baseball. I mean, what's reasonable to expect? 5-2?
I'm at that point. Yeah, when
they could be two, so if we say that, I mean that's 20 games above 500.
Yeah,
when they return home against the Cubs on Friday, June 6th, if that's the case.
I think. By the way. You know, in the last week, this is crazy, when you start doing record stuff, Tom Milliken of the Morning Show came up and told me this. In the last week, the Tigers have increased their lead over Cleveland.
Yes.
Cleveland won 3 in a row against Detroit, and the Tigers in the last week have increased their lead over Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, Tigers then went on a 4-game win streak, including one over Cleveland. So that cancels one of those games out.
Yep.
And then Cleveland had to run into the Dodgers. Well, they beat the Dodgers last night, but they're still six games out.
So, Gator, I got a question for you regarding the scheduling announcements we did a little bit earlier.
For college football?
Yes.
Yes.
And we gave you some of the Michigan and Michigan State start times. Michigan's first two games will be night games against New Mexico and against Oklahoma. The Oklahoma game being a night game doesn't really shock me. The Michigan-New Mexico game at night. One of the games that was not announced for that Saturday was Ohio State-Texas. Now, didn't Ohio State, that game is in Columbus. Didn't they just have a politician that wants to sue over Fox Big Noon kickoffs?
Because they don't want noon starts? Was that it?
Yep. One of the reasons why, look, I love the noon start personally. I like to say, if I don't speak on my own behalf, who will? But the number one thing I want is that Ohio State, Texas. I hope it's a noon start in Columbus.
Just to be spiteful?
Just to be able to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's, yeah, just to be able to watch it.
Well, yeah, if it's a 3:30 start, we're going to be on the air, so I won't be able to get to see it.
Doesn't hurt that it's spiteful, too.
I mean, sure.
It's against what Ohio State wants.
I don't care that much about it, but yes. Was that Michigan State Western game always going to be a Friday, or did that just get announced? Was that a fresh announcement?
I think it's now the official announcement. I thought that was something was, although they have, the ESPN schedule has it on a Saturday, but clearly this is a Friday night game. I think this was always rumored to be a Friday night game.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that tradition?
I mean, to start the season, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm less likely to go up to East Lansing to watch a night game because I'm not spending the night and I'm not going, I don't want to come home at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I understand. 248-539-9797. Mark is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I just wanted to talk about the game yesterday. I had the privilege to attend it. Mm-hmm. And the kids in the crowd, you could just tell by hearing them cheering randomly when the scoreboard shows, you know, get loud. And it was like a middle school cafeteria. They were so loud, and they brought such good energy. It almost gave you a little goosebumps. So, and they stayed to the end of the game, which was fantastic. It was outstanding. It was a great game yesterday.
Look, one of the things about kids, I noticed it when they're at games, when the ball gets hit, they go crazy. Even if it's like a little looper out towards shortstop, it's clearly going to be caught. Anytime the ball gets hit, they go nuts. And
you know how hard it is to hit a baseball, Doug?
It's very hard, and it's worthy of cheering for. I do have an update now. Texas at Ohio State. We got a start time.
3:30.
Noon on Fox. Billable hours, Gator. Billable hours.
All right.
Yep. So that's good. All right. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up today at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, both the Florida Panthers and Oklahoma City Thunder have advanced in their respective sports. Panthers taking care of Carolina. They're really good.
Yeah, they really are.
Yep.
Defending Stanley Cup champions for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Carolina jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Florida responded, bang, bang, 2-2, went on to win 5-3. So there was a little bit of drama in that game. There was no drama in the NBA.
None.
Yep. I was kind of thinking maybe Minnesota could make it interesting. They could not. The score at the end of the first quarter was 26-9. The score at half was 65-32.
It's hard to come back.
Yep.
But it's the NBA. You give them a chance.
Well, it was really testing the limits of, mm-hmm. of comebacks, right? So tonight we've got Knicks and Pacers. With the Pacers, have a chance to deliver the knockout punch to the Knicks, which I'm here for. I hope it happens. And then I hope they get trounced by Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals.
That would be great.
Yep.
That's the perfect scenario.
Yep. If the Knicks come back and win this series, it will feed into every NBA conspiracy theory ever because the NBA didn't want an Indiana-Oklahoma City final. There is no way
right, 100%.
New York will come back and win this series without it absolutely fanning the flames with rocket fuel that the league is fixed.
Have you seen the spread for tonight's game?
I have not.
What do you think the spread would be? It's in New York.
I'll say Knicks by one.
The Knicks.
How about Kang?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kang, do you know this?
I don't know it. I will say Pacers by two.
The Pacers, see how I did the change mm-hmm. it up for you?
Yep.
Are a +4 underdog for tonight's game.
Kang, you should jump all over those points.
$1?
It's a stave game.
Yep.
Maybe 13? If I accidentally, an accidental 13?
Yeah, that happened once. and it came through. My accidental $13 bet, it came through. But fat thumbs almost cost me. All right, Gator, are you ready for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
You know I am.
Here we go. Scott Doritos is bringing back some discontinued flavors. We will start with this one. Doritos has a tangy ketchup that'll be hitting shelves. It brings the sweet and tangy flavor of the tomato condiment to the beloved corn chip. Scott, the tangy ketchup. Are you going to eat that?
A Doritos corn chip tangy ketchup?
Yep.
I'll try it. I mean, I'm not jazzed about it, but I'll try it.
Kang,
I have to see if it's lit.
Kang, would you try this?
Otherwise, if it's mid, then you're gonna stop eating.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I don't eat mid.
No, no. Yeah, I'll try it, but I'm kind of with Gator. It's not like I can't wait. But our Canadian friends love ketchup chips.
They do.
Right?
They do, and I'm not a particular fan of them, so I'm out on this.
You hate Canadians?
Yes, I'm not a fan of Canadians. Next up, Doritos is also bringing back hot mustard. These mustard-flavored chips deliver a punch of heat and tangy yellow mustard flavor. Gator, the hot mustard.
Yeah, I'll try it. I love hot mustard, whether it's the Chinese hot mustard or if it's just, you know, some sort of hot mustard to dip in pretzels into. I like hot mustard.
Kang?
Yeah, I'm not a mustard guy, so I'm out. Like, the only times I ever tried mustard-flavored, like something like this, would be the pretzels ones. Those are actually okay.
I'm in on hot mustard. I'll give this one a shot, the Doritos hot mustard. And finally, they have a tangy pickle flavor coming out. The tangy pickle chip is simply vinegary dill forward chip described as a bag of crunch sour punch. Gator, the tangy pickle Dorito.
You know, at first I was thinking maybe I'll give it a chance. Is this like an offshoot of Cool Ranch, something like that? But it's not. This is sour, and I like pickles, but I don't want a pickle chip. So I'm going to say no. I'm out.
Kang, are they going to know what you're going to say?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not a pickle guy.
Yeah. I'm out on this too. Moving on, Chick-fil-A. So three no's on the tangy pickle. Chick-fil-A is bringing back its peach milkshake. It is how it's described. It is a peach milkshake. Gator, the Chick-fil-A peach milkshake. Are you going to eat that?
Okay, here's the thing. I would never order it, but I would have a sip. Like if somebody wanted one, I'm like, I got to try it. But I would never order it.
It's a no. I don't know if it's a no. Okay.
Yeah, I would never order it.
Kang, you peach milkshake?
Yeah, based on Gator's, what you gave Gator, like just trying it is a no. Yeah, I'm out. Because I would try it, but yeah. I would not order it.
Yeah, it's nothing you would ever order. But if like, you know, let's say your wife is like, she wanted to give me the peach milkshake. And she offered it to me because I'm not even thinking about you. I would try the peach milkshake if your wife offered it to me.
See, if you were married, you know this would be the other way around. They're always eating our food.
Right, exactly.
Dating back to the fall of 1992 at Willow Tree Apartments and a peach schnapps incident. I have not had anything peach flavored since, and this will not break the streak.
I think that people that have an aversion to peach flavor, this is not scientific, but I'm going to guess that the rate is at 91.7% of the people that have the aversion to peach flavoring is because of a peach schnapps incident.
Okay.
At some point in their life.
Next up, Twix is releasing a new snickerdoodle flavor.
Yep.
Don't you want to hear about it first?
I mean, you could tell me even more, but yes, I'm all about this.
Snickerdoodle Twix doesn't use cinnamon flavored cookies. Instead, it has made the traditional way, cookies, gooey caramel, and smooth chocolate, but with the addition of a new cinnamon sugar caramel swirl.
Okay. If I have to.
That sweet, slightly spicy caramel provides all the snickerdoodle goodness you enjoy in the Twix bar that you already love. Gator, you're clearly a yes.
Game on. Mm-hmm.
This sounds delicious. I'm with you, Gator.
Yeah, come on.
Can save me one, please.
I yes, because your wife is going to let me try the peach shake. Doug, come on. You're on board.
You know I'm not, and here's why. It doesn't sound better to me than a Reese's peanut butter cup or the M&M's peanut flavored. So if I get candy or the pretzel M&M's, I want it to be on par with those. This doesn't really.
All right, let me ask you this. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it. So Reese's peanut butter cup over just a regular Twix to begin with for you?
Yes.
Kang, Reese's peanut butter cup or a Twix?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with Doug on something eating here.
Wow. But you're willing to try this.
Yes, I'm definitely willing to try this. Because Doug's bar is weird. To me, if it's good or it sounds good, I want to try it.
To me, if it's doing something I don't do very often, like get a candy bar, it's going to be one I love. And I know I love. I'm not going to experiment with something new. However, you have no idea, you saying that you agree with me on this, how big a W that feels like for me right now.
I don't feel good about it. But, I mean, you're right on this. I like the peanut butter cup better. It's subjective.
I love the peanut butter cup, but I'd go for a Twix over peanut butter.
You're a big Twix fan.
I like the cookie
crunch. Right or left?
Right.
Tell me when you're done with your Twix analysis.
I guess we're done.
By the way, just real quick, on a total aside, my mom watches the show. She watches the show on Twix.
On Twix, nice.
Next up.
Twitch, Twix.
Next up, 7-Up is coming up with a Shirley Temple flavor. Exactly what it sounds like. It's a
7-Up with grenadine in it?
Yeah. Scott the Gator Anderson, do you want the 7-Up Shirley Temple flavor?
My standard response to any of the soft drink flavors is if it comes in a zero sugar, I'll try it more than likely. But it brings back a memory to when I was a child and I had the Shirley Temple. You thought you're having some kind of awesome cocktail with your parents, but it's really just 7-Up and grenadine.
Yep.
Yeah, I would try it if it were zero sugar.
Kang, you?
I'm a fan of pop. I'll try it just based on that. But with that being said, I don't even know what a Shirley Temple tastes like. Like, what does it taste like?
It was basically, it was ginger ale, I think, and a little bit of grenadine. So it's like a sweet cherry type flavor, or strawberry, cherry, whatever the heck grenadine is. It's a little, it's a red syrup they would throw in drinks.
Yeah, it's non-alcoholic, right?
Right.
But I feel like nowadays there's a lot more options for like non-alcoholic beers. Does anyone order a Shirley Temple? Or you have to order like a... I don't know.
I always think they're just for kids, but
yeah, I would too.
I would probably not. Although this does sound like something that'd be good to mix a drink in, make it an adult one.
Oh sure. Yeah. Throw a little whiskey in there.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Finally, this actually showed up in our pantry. I've yet to try it. I don't know who bought this, but Oreo Cookie has come out with a protein bar.
All right, but it's Oreo.
An Oreo cookie protein bar. I'll read the description. The new Builders Oreo-flavored protein bar delivers 20 grams of plant-based protein in a convenient grab-and-go format. This is the person who tried it. I recently got a chance to try a sample, and I have to say the taste blew me away. While there aren't actual Oreo cookies in the bar, the homage to the original is spot on. The bar features two distinct layers, a creamy, dense top, and a crunchy, chocolate-flavored bottom that mimics Oreo's dark wafer texture. It's coated in a thin layer of chocolate flavor and finished with a white chocolate-style drizzle for the subtle black and white contrast. Scott, the Oreo cookie protein bar.
I think the obvious question that has to be asked when it comes to you describing protein bars, and Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, is it pliable?
Yeah, how much bend do we got here? Yeah.
I'm not sure. If you've ever had a Builder's bar, they don't have any bend. So if it's a Builder's bar, then I would say probably
not. It's
like
to have crunch. It's not likely to be wrapped around your finger because it's got that awful texture, the stuff that you like.
You know, pastries are pliable. That's all it was a pastry.
No, pastries are flaky and delicious. What you brought
let's revisit that because we're up against the clock. The Oreo protein bar.
Yeah, I'll try it.
All of that bitching.
I had to make fun of you for the pliable protein bar you brought in before. Yes.
Kang, you?
No, I'm sure this is chalky for sure. I don't want any of it.
No.
Vanilla is hard to do with protein flavor.
It is.
It's like that awful fake vanilla flavor. And
if it's Builders, it definitely tastes like drywall,
but
right?
But it's got the Oreo name to it.
It's just the name.
I'll try it.
I'll probably try one before 5 o'clock tonight.
Oh, boy.
Well, I noticed from the pantry this morning. Like, we got these? So there we go. And that'll
conclude.
And nobody's
had one yet, huh?
I don't know. Has anybody had one? My daughter says no. It is Carson Anderson on a Thursday. Coming up, We got a lot of love on this list. We'll get to that today at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, things are going to start heating up. Just look at the future forecast. And believe me, when it does, you're going to be sorry if you haven't gotten somebody coming over to your house yet. If your air conditioning isn't working, or if you've got a pool in the backyard, you want to make sure it's going to be running warm, do the right thing. Call the awesome folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to check on everything and make sure that it's running properly. In fact, they're going to come over to my house tomorrow after the show and take a look at my AC and my furnace, and hopefully everything's running smoothly. And if not, they're going to take care of it because that's what they do. The red, white, and blue trucks, they're on their way. Just call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or schedule an appointment at birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm intrigued by that hot mustard-flavored Dorito chip.
Yeah, hot mustard is. I'm a big, big, big fan. In fact, the turkey burger I brought in Tuesday that you saw, that smelled like tuna. Yeah. That was the day before, I grilled them over at my parents' house, and my dad had some sort of hot mustard. So good. So good.
I wonder if, and this is for you and other people too, however they want to do this, if you get the hot mustard Dorito chip and you crush them up and encrust chicken or encrust a fish with that.
Not a bad idea.
I wonder how that would taste.
Yep. I don't hate that. fact, I kind of like that.
There we go.
I may try that. Don't you do a lot with Triscuits?
If I were to make, yeah, I've done it before if I made a meatloaf or actually it was a turkey meatloaf and turkey burgers. When I've done that, I've used Triscuits.
Yeah, okay.
Crush those up and use that as the breading along with an egg. And there you go.
All right, Gator, do you remember we got a call yesterday, somebody speculating that the Tigers 7-8-9 hitters might be the most productive 7-8-9 hitters in the league?
Yes. And we said, well, that's a lot of research to do, but we'll check it out.
Well, I've got the research here in front of me.
Oh.
Just the American League, okay?
Okay.
7-8-9 for the Tigers are third in the majors in runs scored.
In the majors or in the American
League? I'm sorry, in the American League. My apologies. 86 runs have been produced from... They've crossed the plate 86 times, 7-8-9. They have hit 14 home runs, which is eighth in the American League, middle of the pack-ish. They have 74 RBIs, which is second in the American League, behind the Yankees, 7-8-9 hitters, who are ridiculous. And they have a combined three different hitters. The OPS is 20-40. See, adding them all up, which is fifth in the American League.
Okay.
The Yankees are second in runs scored, first in home runs, first in RBIs, and second in OPS. So Tigers are roughly, I mean, they're near the top half, but not the best. But they are getting production out of 1 through 9, and that is very helpful, to say the least. And you know what's been well documented? Baez, Torque, and Mize, they're like in this special category. Many people didn't even think they'd make the roster, right? And it wouldn't have been surprised if none of them made the roster. If Mize got hurt, Baez got released, and Torque started the season in AAA. That right. Wouldn't have been a shocker. In fact, if you'd said all three of them make it or none of them make it, I think more people would have bet none of them over all three of them make it.
Well, I think the toughest one is swallowing the amount of money in Baez's contract. So I would have gone the other way on that because of that. But I understand. The point being made is that, yeah, these guys were not counted on to be big-time contributors to this season by Tiger fans going into the season. Javi Baez was coming off another horrible year, coming off hip surgery. Who knew what to expect? Torkelson, you know, coming off a very disappointing year. And then the news that he had lost out on his starting job at first base because they're going to move Colt Keith over there because they signed Gleyber Torres to play second. Yeah, and then Casey Mize was, can you stay healthy and show me something? And fortunately, Casey Mize has stayed relatively healthy. He's made 8 starts this year. His ERA is fantastic. His whip is just over 1. I think he leads the Tigers in wins. You've got Torkelson, who's just doing phenomenally well at the plate in terms of OPS. It's well over 800, just under 900, I believe. And then Javi Baez has just been revelation, not only with his play at the plate, but more importantly, what he's done in center field. While the Tigers have waited for outfielders to get healthy, he has played a brilliant center field.
So the crazy thing about this is I would describe those three as extreme career resurrections, sizable surprises. Who would you say is just a standard, everyday, normal, pleasant surprise? Because if you talk about surprises for the Tigers, these three run away with it. Like, because they're extreme examples. Who would be just a normal, average, everyday, pleasant surprise?
I think the pleasant
standard pleasant surprise.
Dylan Dingler.
Okay.
Is a pleasant surprise to see that he's hitting the ball and he's just hitting lasers out in there in the field. Mm-hmm. Not walking, but he's hitting.
Yeah.
And his play behind the plate has been very good. He's handling the staff just fine while Jake Rogers was out, and he's earned the right to play the majority of the games at catcher, which is what's going to happen, hopefully for the rest of the season.
I got to tell you, mine's kind of weird, but I go back to a very important stat. Games I watched, I'm going to go Justin Henry Molloy. I feel like Justin Henry Molloy has more big hits per plate appearance than anybody else.
Ever there was a player that qualified for you in the games I watched category, it's Justin Henry Molloy. Because if you look at his season stats, they're not impressive.
No.
But in games you watch, without a doubt, he comes up with that big hit. And not only that, but he's got this great discipline at the plate, maybe perhaps too disciplined at the plate because he takes a lot of strikes as well, but he draws a ton of walks. So his on-base percentage is very good. Batting average, not so much. The OPS is in the 600s. I mean, it's nothing special there. But yes, again, yesterday, delivering in the toughest of situations. I go back to when he won the game for the Tigers in the walk-off fashion like a week and a half ago. And A.J. Hinch said after the game, he's like, we just put him in the most difficult situations, and he knows that's his job to get something done. And he does.
Was that against Aroldis Chapman?
I believe.
Was that that,
it was that series, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a back-to-back nights. He'd pitch the second night. They put Justin Henry Molloy in with two outs. He singles to center field to win the game. He's got 16 RBIs and 20 hits. I'm going to guess that a .8 run that's produced per good. Hit is a pretty damn good ratio.
What do you think about it? If you have 150 hits in a season,
yep.
If you're driving in 120 runs, that's really impressive.
So while Justin Henry Molloy, probably the only thing he does off the charts is walk, but his RBI per hit ratio is really good. Who would be your standard, everyday, normal, just regular old, plain, pleasant surprise? By categorizing it that way, we eliminate Torque Baez and Spencer Torkelson.
Torque Baez and Mize.
Torque Baez and Mize. I'm sorry. Yeah. Duh. All extreme examples of surprises. But there's a lot to choose from the Tigers. So 248-539-9797. Series of Kansas City starts tomorrow night. Six-game lead over the Gribe as it stands right now. Stupid off days, can't stand off days when your baseball team is A, hot, and B, playing well. But I guess you got to take them every once in a while. You've never been to that park in Kansas City, have you?
No, never been to Kansas City.
What's crazy about it is people that go there rave about it.
Mm-hmm.
On television, they have the waterfall. Everything else looks like one of those cookie-cutter 80s stadiums.
I think it used to. I think if you look at it now, it's different. Because I agree, like back in the day, you know, watching the game when George Brett was playing, they had was this waterfall. And it was kind of a unique feature, but it was nothing else around the park. Now, when I watch the games at Kansas City, yes, there's still the waterfall, but it seems like they've just filled in the space with a lot more. I could be wrong, but that's the way it comes across to me. Is I feel it's totally different than what it was in the 80s.
I think the reviews far exceed the visual aesthetics from seeing it on TV, but everybody raves about Kauffman Stadium. When they go there, they see it, they just love it. And I'm like, it must have elite barbecue or a million bathrooms or something.
The beer's colder.
Might be.
Women are hotter. What is it?
Well, the more beer you drink.
No, better is it.
Not always true. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, kind of mostly true.
There's something called the desperation effect, which is the later in the day you get has a greater impact than
perfect
how much you drink.
Perfect storm.
But anyway, yeah, I hear nothing but great things about Kauffman Stadium. But if you want to give your average, everyday, regular old, standard, pleasant surprise, not Baez, Torque, a Mize, Torque, or Baez, who would it be? 248-539-9797. All right, we got a lot of love on the list. Who was left out? We'll get to that today in the 1 o'clock hour here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.